18-year-old Tobias Harris and his little brother are washing dishes before dinner in their home in Aurora. It's been a busy day of school, playing outside, and flu shots.
So my little brother, he doesn't like shots, so he had wanted the one that you get the spray in his nose. Get the spray in your nose because he doesn't like the needles.
The Harris boys and their sister are among a record 608,000 Coloradans who rely on Medicaid for their health care. Their mom, Clara, cannot afford private health insurance.
If we didn't have Medicaid, I don't know what we would do. We would probably use home remedies.
A family of four in Colorado must make less than $22,000 a year to qualify for Medicaid. More people out of work with no insurance has led to a skyrocketing tab for the state health care budget. Since 2007, an incredible 55% more Coloradans are now on Medicaid. Inner City Health Center here in Denver is one of the area's few clinics which offer a safety net for Colorado's poor. Over a fifth of the patients are on Medicaid. Most of the rest are uninsured and not poor enough to qualify for Medicaid. There are new faces in the waiting room, people who have never before asked for help.
There's been a dramatic shift in recent years. What you have now are the newly unemployed.
CEO Craig Burleson says despite recent hopeful news on the economy, people are still lining up for free or reduced-cost care at his clinic. He knows helping them sign up for Medicaid puts extra strain on Colorado taxpayers.
Because on one hand, there is the messaging to increase enrollment in Medicaid. But as you increase enrollment in Medicaid, you're increasing the burden on the state.
Larimer County State Senator Republican Kevin Lundberg is concerned about rising Medicaid numbers. He believes too many Americans on public assistance have what he calls an entitlement mentality.
We can't provide all medical services for everyone at all times.
Lundberg says Colorado can save money by reassessing the Medicaid system.
And Medicaid is one of the biggest issues we have. We need fair, balanced, cost-effective programs that we can afford. And right now, it's just a little bit beyond what we can afford.
But Irene Aguilar, a Denver Democratic legislator who is also a physician, says Colorado's most vulnerable population will suffer if government health programs are cut.
Well, volume-wise, we take care of mostly children and pregnant women. In terms of cost and expenditure, it's our elderly and disabled.
The elderly and disabled account for 60% of Medicaid spending. Aguilar does not want to leave them behind.
And I still believe that as a country, we're above that, and we're not going to just let people die on the streets.
The huge jump in people on Medicaid is the main reason Colorado may have to cut funding for schools again this year. As Aguilar and Lundberg fight to reach an agreement the state can live with, the Harris family faces new concerns. Clara has a daughter-in-law who is pregnant with twins. She lost her assistant manager job at KFC when she had to go on bed rest, and that meant she lost her insurance.
So tomorrow we're going to go up to Arapahoe County and see if we can get her some Medicaid started.
Harris's six-year-old grandson, Dante, is worried about his out-of-work pregnant mom.
My mom used to be in the hospital. Now she's out. She's at home.
Why was she in the hospital?
Because she had to get a needle in her arm. And she's having two boys. And they're twins. So when they get out, they're going to look the same.
High unemployment and a glut of newly eligible Coloradans is making it hard for the state budget to keep up. Carol McKinley, Colorado Public News.